many of you were listening several weeks ago when I was talking with a beautiful, beautiful woman by the name of Laura Saul. And she, by the way, is a board member of the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank. Works very hard, does a great, great job. And she met somebody. She met somebody by the name of George Sampodar. He did something in his hometown you just wouldn't believe. An amazing holiday decorated home for the public. That's right. During three December weekends. And to scores of people who visited, bringing donations of food and funds as well. This generous effort generated 625 pounds of non-perishable food and over $1,500 in funds for the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank. And I've got Laura Saul right on the program this morning. Laura, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Hey, it's great to have you on again. And, boy, I'll tell you, I remember the day that you both were here, and this really hit a home run for you, didn't it?
It really did. And, you know, this was just a Windsor resident who loved to decorate his home. He would open the doors to his friends. And he called us and said, you know what, I want to do this, and I want to this time ask for people to bring food or funds instead of an admission fee, and I want to give it to the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank. And my goodness, Brad, I mean, the public from all over the state, not just from Windsor, they came, they were thrilled with what they saw, and they were very generous.
And you know something, Laura, when you stop to think about it, George, to decorate like he did. I mean, it's a fabulous, fabulous work of art that he does.
It is. It's a labor of love. That's really what it is. I mean, if you walked in his door, he greeted everyone. He would show them every room personally. He loved doing this. I don't know what he's going to do this weekend. He has no one to welcome. But I'll tell you, what we really appreciated, not only the food, not only the funds, we appreciated the visibility of how important food and fuel banks are to Windsor and to almost every community in the state, whoever has one, whichever ones have one. And we are all working all year long, not just during the holidays. People need support all year long. And he gave us the opportunity to talk about that, just like today with you.
Laura, let me, because I really get involved with food banks, as you know, and what is the number that you have quite a number that you collect, and how many do you feed during the course of a season?
During the course of, let's say, a year,
all right.
We support 2,600 households in Windsor alone in the past year.
How many?
2,600 households we support. Now, I want to say, it's not just with food. The Windsor Food and Fuel Bank provides, we support people by food, but also fuel and utilities assistance, help with paying those bills to keep your house warm, and also basic needs assistance. It goes beyond food. And there is you have to contact us and just make sure that you're eligible to receive this. But 2,600 households we have helped in the last year. Over 1,000 bags of groceries were distributed to older adults in the last year. And we also have a backpack program with the Windsor Social Services Department. Almost 35,000 backpacks with food were given to Windsor students to take home over the weekend in the last school year.
This is something. No, Laura, I've heard all about you, and when you were first on my program with George, when you came in here, and you talked with me, and we were talking about it, and I said to you I wanted you to come back and let us know, you know, how it's gone, because this is something that, you know, sometimes doesn't get enough publicity, but it is amazing the number of people. This is what I found, and sometimes it's hard to convince people, but there are a good many people that can just about make it in some of the Connecticut towns, just about.
I agree, Brad. I think, and some of our neighbors were not even aware of. And, you know, this year, for the first time, the Windsor Food and Fuel Bank did an annual appeal. We sent letters to everyone in town, said, would you help us by sending funds or bringing food? And the outpouring has been amazing. We're still in the process at windsorfoodbank.org. But it's not just us. It's every food bank in the state.
Yep.
If you want to do something now at the end of the year to make yourself feel good for a tax benefit, contact us, windsorfoodbank.org, or anyone in your town. Our phone number, by the way, for people in Windsor who may need help now or during the rest of the year is 860-285-1939, 285-1939. But you can also go to windsorfoodbank.org and make a donation that way. It's
well,
a this,
I tell you, when I met you and we sat and talked right here in the studio and you brought George with you, I said, you know, this is what it's all about. And this is the reason that on this program that we do a great deal when it comes to folks that have it hard and need some help, and they are not ashamed. And then you know what happens once they get on their feet? I have found that they are the ones that want to join and help.
I agree. Paying it forward.
Yeah.
And I really want to thank your listening audience, because always the most generous. Anytime we've spoken to you, as soon as we hang up the phone, I mean, people are reaching out. So it's wonderful to talk to you now. We really appreciate the opportunity to thank the public for their help with this program. And stay with us. Stay with us all year round.
And the telephone number, let me give it to you again, my friends, 860-285-1939.
Actually, 1-839.
1-839. I'm sorry.
1-839. That's okay. Or Windsor, www.windsorfoodbank.org.
Okay. Let me get that number again. I don't want to make a mistake here. 860-285-1839. Well,
absolutely.
Again, I know that we're going to hear from you, and anybody out there that is working with a food bank, feel free. We are here, and we're here to help. So have a wonderful Christmas. God bless you, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks so much, George.
You bet.
Brad, I really appreciate it. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.